This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday the 13th, 2015, this November 13th. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be joined in the show with Anthony Gucciardi. He's going to be coming on and talking about probably the issue with Monsanto that's coming up. We've got a college student who is saying, show us the studies. That's precisely what we're asking for with climate change. Show us the models that accurately predict what you've been saying. And of course, we do see many scientists who are questioning whether or not it is man-made global warming. As we reported on the nightly news earlier this week, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more, the sun is actually declining in activity. That is a far bigger change on our environment than anything that man could do. You need to understand that. And you need to understand what's really behind this push. You need to understand, we're going to talk about Climate Depot, Mark Morano. He's been a guest many times on the Alex Jones Show, talking about how this is the last chance, they're telling everybody. And they've been telling us this for a very long time. Every time they have a global climate summit, it is the last chance to save the planet. And, of course, they're saying that again this year. But this truly is the last chance for us to stop global governance based on this lie, based on this panic, if we fail to get the people to understand what is going on with this. So we're going to talk about what's really behind that. Of course, there are three key things that are happening right now. We see with the open borders that are going on in Europe, we see an active movement to shut down cultures, to shut down and destroy borders. And quite frankly, George Soros has been very upfront about it. We have the Hungarian prime minister saying that this is a concerted effort by those on the left, specifically talking about George Soros, who is Hungarian himself. And the Hungarian prime minister says this is an effort to destroy the nations. He says this plan treats the protection of natural borders as the objective and refugees as an obstacle, says Soros. Well, you know, that's not really what is going on when he says that he wants to take care of the refugees. Really, he's using the refugees as a means. His objective is global governance, and he wants to get rid of national borders. And George Soros says national borders are the obstacle. Understand that national borders and a culture and a contiguous people there that are not divided and fighting amongst themselves. We're going to talk about what that is. But that's the plan. If you can get rid of the borders, if you can get the people fighting amongst themselves, then you have removed the obstacles, as George Soros points out, to global governance. They can then remove other obstacles using climate treaties to control the economy or using these trade treaties like the TPP, the TTIP, to control the economy. Both of those treaties have structures that would allow them to create global governance, to allow them to tax, to regulate, to have international courts that would be above the people. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the back and forth that happened between Donald Trump and Rand Paul in terms of talking about TPP and China. I think it's very important that we get this right, that we understand what's really going on here. And, of course, we're going to have reporters from the Nightly News joining me, Joe Biggs, Leanne McAdoo, Jakari Jackson. We're going to be talking about their reports, their coverage of these university protests that happened yesterday, saying that they want to have free college. We're also going to talk about the report earlier this week about a media graveyard, the report that was on the Drudge Report. Daily newspapers are down nearly 80%, and hard news is in danger. Well, we're going to talk about that. What is hard news? What is real news? Is there some kind of objective, neutral reporting that happens? That's what we've been told. They say that this is going to possibly return back to what we've had 200 years ago, opinion journalism. Well, you know what? When I look back 200 years ago, That was the time the founders were around. It seemed to me like we had a pretty educated, pretty sharp populace because they questioned what they were told. They did their own research. Nobody presented themselves as being objective, as having all the answers. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to take a look at the back and forth between Bill O'Reilly and George Will. That's the reporters coming up later in the show. We'll be right back with more news.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hdfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, November 13th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. Going to be joined later in the show with our reporters, Jakari Jackson, Joe Biggs, Leanne McAdoo. We're going to be talking about, is hard news really dying? What is the nature of journalism? Is opinion journalism a bad thing? Do we really have objective journalism? So we're going to talk about that and take a look at the internal dispute that is getting hotter and hotter all the time between Bill O'Reilly and George Will, because I think it touches on, it's interesting theater, actually, folks, when you watch them go back and forth at each other. Maybe a little bit of Schadenfreude, but anyway, they raise some interesting points about what constitutes real research. Where do you get your facts? How do you vet the information? How should this be presented? They're also going to be talking about students marching across the U.S. demanding that they get a free government college education. I think that's pretty amazing. You know, quite frankly, when I went to college, the tuition was less than the books. I went to the University of South Florida. And you could afford to work a part-time job because you could get jobs then as a kid. We didn't have the borders open and have adults coming across the border from third world countries to work at minimum wage, keeping students from getting jobs. And you could afford the tuition. But what's happened is over the decades, tuition has gradually risen because of government subsidy. Whenever you subsidize something, you make it less efficient. You know what we ought to do? We ought to have a requirement for anybody going into college. They ought to first be able, just as they have to have certain minimum entrance exams, I think they ought to have to show that they understand economics and how it applies to their personal life in terms of getting a degree. Oh, but that would work against what the colleges want, isn't it? And I'm not talking about macroeconomics. That's a bunch of nonsense, okay, the fact that that's what they use to push Keynesian economics. That's all macroeconomics. The money that we owe to ourselves really doesn't matter. Baloney. Baloney. Because that money isn't money that we owe to ourselves anymore. It's money that we owe to China because they bought our debt from the Federal Reserve. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to know if the kids really understand what they're going for. I mean, there's a quote here in this article. I want to graduate without debt. Community college has been kind to me, but if I want to go on, I have to take on debt. Well, you know, maybe that college, that community college degree isn't going to really be worth anything to you. You have to live in the real world. You have to look at what this is really the value of this degree that you're getting. There's some degrees that are very valuable economically. And then there's others that are totally worthless. And you're accumulating this massive debt. And there's absolutely no reason to think that you're going to get anything from it economically. But what they want to do is they want to make their debt your debt. And it's not just that. They want this opened up for everyone. They say, we want people of all color, all genders, all sexual orientations, and we're united to fight for education as a human right. Well, you know what they need to add to that? All nationalities, people from every country in the world, are going to come here and demand that they get a free ride. You don't think that's going to happen? Look at the fact that we have illegal aliens coming into this country and getting in-state tuition rates right now, that are American students whose parents have lived here and paid taxes all their life cannot get a preferential tax rate if they want to go from one state to another. They have to pay the higher rate because they didn't pay taxes in that other state. You understand? You get a lower rate if you're a resident because you've been paying taxes to support that state university system. But if you go to another state, they don't give you that lower rate because you haven't been paying that. But if you're an illegal alien, you can go to any state in the union and get in-state tuition. And so what this is, there's a couple of things involved with this. One of them is the Cloward and Piven takedown of this country, expanding the entitlement state, accelerating the takedown of the country. The other thing is the government wants you to stay in college. They want you to stay in their system. They want you from kindergarten, from time you're a three-year-old when you can barely talk, until you're in your mid-30s, preferably, okay? They want you to stay in there as long as possible, and then as a condition to pay for your education, they want you to take some kind of government service job or work for the government. They don't want you to ever get out of that government bubble. They not only want to completely train you from cradle to grave, and understand. Everybody has understood this. You don't even need to keep people in school until they're in their mid-20s or early 30s in order to completely brainwash them into a way of thinking. You can do that in much less time. That was what Plato was talking about in his Republic. He wanted to get rid of the families, and he wanted to keep people under the rule of the thumb. He wanted them to see the state as their family, not even to know who their mother and father were, to get them at an early age and raise them by the state. That's how you control the population. That's how you take over the next generation. And that has been the dream of socialists from the very beginning. Just look at this. School to homeschoolers, sign up or face criminal charges. This is WND. They're talking about homeschool parents in Florida. This is a story that was put out by the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. If you are a homeschooler, you need to be involved with HSLDA because they are the ones who are going to be there for you, who have your back. When some activist local politician decides that they're going to create a new rule, which is what happened in this Florida county, they're going to unilaterally create this new rule that they have absolutely no authority for, and you don't have any responsibility to obey them. But understand that if you don't, You're going to have men with guns at your door to take your kids and to kill you if you don't turn them over. And that really has happened to homeschoolers in the early days. It happened quite frequently before we started organizing with a legal defense association. Listen to the details of this. This little county, Santa Rosa County in Florida, they sent out letters demanding that parents give them information that the parents are not required to provide under Florida state law. The information included things like social security number, race, grade level. The parents also received a letter demanding they comply with new district policy requiring them to show proof of residency and to prove that they no longer were registered in whatever district they most recently had been registered under. Now, HSLDA sent their staff attorney and they said, look, Florida law does not require proof of residency or any of this new information that you are demanding. They say the parents were bluntly told the district will be terminating your request to file your intent to homeschool in Santa Rosa County School District. You know what? I homeschooled my kid. This kid, both of all of my kids, both my sons who are now out of school, my daughter who's still in school. I don't request information to educate my children. I don't request. I don't respond to demands from the government about my children. They're my children. And I don't request anything from the government. They don't belong to the government. They belong to me. I haven't gotten over that quaint notion, you know, that Melissa Harris-Perry says we should get over. Anyway, they say you got 3 days to register your children in a public or a private school. If you don't, you will be in violation of compulsory attendance laws, so forth and so on. So they sent a letter out to the attorney. He refused to acknowledge, to accept that the Florida Department of Education denies local school districts authority to add to the home education law or to listen to the fact that the HSLDA has opposed all other district attempts at similar requirements. Now, this is one county. This is one state. But you may run into that wherever you are. Anywhere where there's a pettifogging bureaucrat who thinks that he should run your life, you can run into that sort of thing. That's why we need to stand together. We need to unite issue by issue. We need to get active at the local level. And that's why the presidential race is interesting. Because there's some interesting and there's some big topics, like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, like the treaty to establish global governance based on climate change. These are big overriding issues. And when we watch the candidates debate these issues, understand that they are surrogates for the people who are the real government. So it's interesting, however, to watch how these surrogates make the arguments. It's also interesting when things get a little bit tough, like they did with Marco Rubio, to watch how they fall back to their prepared statements. You can really get a glimpse of what's going on with these people and really understand what's going on. You need to think globally because they're thinking and planning globally. You need to understand where they're headed with all this. And that's what's valuable about watching the presidential debates, about watching these people talk. But you also need to understand that it is at the local level when they come for your kids with the sheriff. And when we're talking about that, let me go to this story now about this rancher that was shot. We first reported what the official story was, which was that there was some kind of a shootout. They didn't know why this happened. This is a case in Idaho where this is open range territory, so the animals are roaming around, or he got out of a fenced in area. Nevertheless, he was hit by a car. He gets a call at the dinner table. They say, come down, you got to take care of this bull. And we were told that this resulted in some kind of a shootout between two deputies and the rancher who came down with the bull. And then subsequently, the wife had a heart attack and nearly died. There's been a little bit of time now. And some local reporters at the Idaho paper, let's see, which paper is this? It's the Idaho Statesman, went down and interviewed people there. And they've had a meeting with the sheriff, the community there. Over 200 people in this small community grill the sheriff on why deputies gunned down the Idaho rancher. This is a story that Adan Salazar had 2 days ago. And I really want to look at this in detail. We don't really have time for it right now, but I'm going to talk about this in detail when we come back. Let's play that clip, guys, the video clip that we've got of this.
Jack's just a well-known rancher who's been here for 62 years, born and raised here.
The community of Council, Idaho, was coping with the loss of a well-known rancher, Jack Yantis, shot and killed by deputies Sunday night, shortly after being notified about a bull from his ranch being hit by a car on Highway 95.
Police say the bull was giving emergency crews problems as they try to rescue the victims of the car accident.
The bull became aggressive, was charging vehicles, first responders.
Okay, let's hold it right there because we have to go to a commercial break. And we're going to play some more of that for you. But we're really going to break down what happened based on what eyewitnesses are saying and the way the government is reacting. And let me ask you this. Where are Black Lives Matter with this? And what does this tell us about the whole Black Lives Matter movement and about what's going on with our police? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I know I got love.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to go back and talk about this Idaho shooting, about the that revolved around this bull that got hit by a car, the rancher who was killed in that, and the meeting that happened this week, because this has a lot to do with the changes that we've seen in the police. And Black Lives Matter is not involved in this. This is a rural area. I think everybody is white in this rural area of Idaho. If this happened, and you can, when we go over the details of this, you will see a lot of similarities to what's going on in the inner cities. The difference is that you have a black population there. And I understand that the black population has been the victim of these new rules of engagement that they have created for the police far more than other people have. But we need to stand together instead of subdividing people and saying that this is simply a racism issue. It is not simply a racism issue. It would be a lot easier to fix if that were the case. This is something we have to understand what the problem is before we can possibly fix it. And so we're going to talk about that. And I think I want to talk, too, about kind of the subliminal slip that came out of Chris Christie on Veterans Day, essentially alluding to the fact that he believes that law enforcement in this country are also veterans and that they are under the command of the president. And that didn't get much exposure. We're going to talk about that as well. So I've got a lot to talk about with that. I want to do that in the next segment. I'll cover some news, some breaking news that's on other issues in this shorter segment. Before I do, I just want to let you know about a new product and a new special that we have. We have a new product, Living Defense at InfoWars Life. This is, it's clear that statistics say that 9 out of 10 people are infested with harmful organisms. These toxic organisms can be transmitted by other people, by pets, by food, the environment, to you. Once these organisms have made it inside your body, they steal your nutrients and release toxic waste. A way to get rid of this is with the natural organic herbs that we have in Living Defense. You can get that. That's our new product at InfoWarsLife.com. We also have a new special, Winter Sun, Vitamin D3, 20% off. Winter is coming up. Now is a good time to get this essential nutrient in a very bioavailable form. Winter Sun, Vitamin D3, it's a liquid form. You can find that also at InfoWarsLife.com and on special at 20% off. Let's take a quick look in what we have left of this shorter segment. Some news is coming out, some economic news. The government has added a record $339 billion to the debt the very first day after they raised the debt ceiling. How about that? You know, that was going to last us for 2 years. I was going to go on to 2017. And one day, they added $339 billion to the total debt. So that's we're seeing this growing at an accelerating rate. They point out the government ran a deficit of $136 billion last month. That's up 12% compared to the previous October. Spending ballooned. Taxes remained essentially flat, the worst October since 2010, when the government was still spending on the stimulus and was at pace for a deficit of more than $1 trillion that year. That's the Washington Times pointing that out. I would say that maybe the stimulus would be part of the bailout to the bankers. And then, of course, we've got Apple's CEO, Tim Cook, saying that cash is going to die. He made a very bold prediction in the UK. He told the students at Trinity College in Dublin, he said, "Your kids will not know what money is." Well, you know, when I look at this economic news about adding $339 billion of debt in one day, I say, well, maybe we don't know what money is either. Okay, but he's saying they're not going to have any experience with cash. He thinks that he's going to take over and get a cut, just like the Federal Reserve gets a cut. Isn't that going to be great? You know, we've got these designing people all over Silicon Valley. Apple wants to take over the money and all purchases. And we've got Google that wants to take over your car. They want to drive your car for you. This is an interesting article that was up on the Drudge Report. Google self-driving car pulled over for driving too slowly. Now, there's a cop after my own heart. Pulling a car over for going too slowly and holding up traffic. One of Google's self-driving vehicles is pulled over. Who gets the ticket, they ask, the passenger or the car? The vehicle was traveling 24 miles an hour in a 35-mile-an-hour zone. And I've read articles about how fed up people are following these stupid clown cars around. Sitting at a stop sign, a four-way stop sign, one guy, and this is a reporter that was riding in the Google car, and he said, yeah, we were there for 5 minutes waiting for the Google car to feel safe about crossing in this four-way stop. And Finally, an old guy with white hair pulled around us, honked his horn, swore at us, shot us a bird, and went on. It's like, you think? And I wasn't out there, okay? That wasn't me. But understand these things, and I forget what the exact total is. This is something like 3 or 4 times the number of accidents that humans have been Google cars. But, of course, they tell us, oh, it's not our fault. Look. When you drive the way these cars drive, you create accidents. You have to understand that it isn't speed that creates accidents. It's differences in speed. It's the careless, stupid way these things are driving. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host this hour. We're going to be joined later in the show. It's actually in the next hour. We're going to be joined by the rest of the nightly news crew, pretty much. So the reporters, Joe Biggs, Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo will be coming in. We'll be talking about what is real media. Is real media disappearing? This is a report that was on the Drudge Report earlier this week. Daily newspapers down nearly 80%. Hard news is in danger. Is it really? Are we going to be suffering from confusing opinion journalism like we had 200 years ago when the country was founded? Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the back and forth between Bill O'Reilly and George Will on Bill O'Reilly's book, Killing Reagan. I think it's a very entertaining exchange back and forth between these two guys. Got very heated. They've continued to attack each other in the press. But it brings up some interesting concepts underlying all of this, and that is, what do you do to vet your sources? How do you determine if your information is accurate or not? Who do you talk to? So it has some real important issues underneath it, but it is also very entertaining. We're also going to be talking about the reports, and their they went to several of the marches, students who were saying that they want a free public college. So we're going to talk about that. And we're also going to have Anthony Gucciardi joining us in the third hour talking about news. I mentioned earlier this story in Idaho where the deputies shot a rancher. And I want to go down the details that have now come out because the story has changed. And I think this is something that is very important for us to look at because there have been giant, radical changes in the way the police interact with the communities throughout this country. Not just in the cities, not just against black people. This is universal. It's being driven from Washington. We have hammered this point here at InfoWars relentlessly. This is a national agenda. It is part of nationalizing the police. And this is a shoot-first curriculum, as one of the New Mexico instructors at the State Police Academy said. I said, I'm not going to shoot. I'm not going to teach this new curriculum because it's a shoot-first curriculum. I refuse to teach this. It's a very different way that the police are interacting with people than they used to in the past, and it's being driven by Washington. I think one evidence of this was after the debate on, it was actually on Wednesday, Chris Christie was talking about Veterans Day, and he was talking about how Hillary Clinton had disrespected veterans by saying she didn't really think the VA situation was that much of a problem. He says, you're disrespecting the veterans. And when Obama disrespects law officers, he has no authority to command them, those law enforcement officers in uniform. He put those two things together in his mind. Understand that Chris Christie does think that he's at war with the American people, a drug war, among other things. But I thought it was very telling that in his mind, he sees the president as the commander-in-chief of the law enforcement officers in uniform in this country, that he sees them as veterans in a war against who? Well, that would be us, those of us that they feel that they can command in any way they feel that they don't have to respond with information. That's precisely what happened in the meeting with these residents in Council, Idaho. Now, let me give you some of the facts as we're now starting to see them and the two different sides of the story that have emerged. And as you're listening to this, ask yourself, if this was in the city, if this was the cops against a black individual, wouldn't we hear that this was all about racism? Racism, racism, racism. That's all they would want to talk about. Black Lives Matter would be there, and that would be the only thing they'd want to talk about. But understand that this event, even though it's a bull, even though it's out in the country that the bull started it, it wasn't over selling loose cigarettes on the sidewalk. It was about a bull that had been hit by a car. Understand that there wasn't any law broken here even. But a man died because of the way the police have been trained to interact with the public. And so understand as you're listening to the details of this, compare this to what you've seen in the public and in the cities, and understand that this is not a problem of racism, as Black Lives Matter, as George Soros would like to balkanize us into different tribes to keep us from doing anything about this to address the root cause of that. And if you're looking at this, you can see this is the location where everybody was based on eyewitness reports. So you can kind of leave that up there as I'm going through this report here for people who want to see how everybody was placed there. They say over 200 residents from the town of Council voiced concerns over the death of Jack Antis. I'm reading from an InfoWars article that was on Wednesday from Adon Salazar, angered residents grill sheriff on why deputies gunned down Idaho rancher. If you want to find that on our website. Says they left the assembly angry over the answers that the county sheriff gave them. They said police first claimed that Yantis, 62 years old, engaged in a firefight with sheriff's deputies. But Yantis' daughter, Sarah, says there was no such gunfight. Instead, called the altercation a senseless murder, the result of police needlessly escalating the situation. She said, she told the Idaho Statesman, there was no shootout. This was a senseless murder. Now, if you're looking at this map, what happened was they called him from his dinner table, said his bull had been hit by a car. The bull had a broken leg. It was not going to survive. It had to be put down. So what they did was the son-in-law says that he was there at the time, and he said he was getting together the truck and loading that up, but he said the deputy started shooting at the bull. At least one of them had a semi-automatic rifle, perhaps an AR-15. He said they opened up with their pistols and with their M-16s before Jack the rancher got there. He says that's inhumane. This is a 2-ton Angus bull that is angry, hurt, psychotic. It was blazing down there, and it sounded like World War III on this bull because they got him charging at everyone again. So they just made the situation worse by shooting him, not trying to put him down. So they say Jack Yantis gets there. He knows how to put the bull down with one shot in the back of the head. He's standing about 4 feet from the bull, aiming the rifle at the back of the bull's head. His back was to two deputies who were standing in the far lane facing each other as if they were having a conversation. At that point, the son-in-law, Paris, says, I put the skid loader's lights on him and the bull, lined up to shoot the bull in the back of the head, put him out humanely, says everything was going as planned. Then one cop turned around and grabbed the rancher's shoulders and jerked him back. He says he's not sure if the rancher's weapon accidentally discharged at this point or if the gun fired when the deputy's bullet struck the rifle and Yantis's hand. Regardless, one deputy began shooting at Yantis, then the other deputy started shooting. Yantis fell to the ground, injured from gunshots to the chest and to the abdomen. Now, his wife is also there, as well as his son-in-law. She suffered a heart attack. She said to the media that she was mistreated by the officers after watching her husband shot. She said they tried to run to his aid as he fell. They shot him in the chest. He falls to the ground. He's bleeding. They try to run. She says, they threatened me and my nephew. They threw us in the middle of Highway 95. They searched us. They handcuffed us. They wouldn't let us go and take care of Jack. And they wouldn't call any ambulance to the scene. Now, think about that situation where you had the rookie and the cop, and they were going up and down the stairway and stairwell in a New York apartment project, low-income government apartment project. And so they have police patrolling because it's a high-crime area. And a man and his girlfriend or wife open the door of the stairwell and walk in, and one of the cops immediately pulls out a gun and shoots him in the chest. As the guy is laying there bleeding out, they call the union, the police union, not an ambulance. They don't try to offer any assistance themselves. They don't even call for help. They call their union reps and say, hey, I shot a guy. Because they know that they did the wrong thing. And what you've got going on there, now that was a cop who was not black, who shot a black man and killed him and let him bleed out in the stairwell. So it's about racism. Well, where's the racism in this? Exactly the same types of things we see happening, just minor variations. It's a rural setting instead of a city setting. But still, the cops use excessive force, shooting first, and then let the people who are shot bleed out without even calling any help. It is not about race. It is about, there is an element of racism and things, understand. But it is fundamentally about the differences in the way the police have been trained. And unless we come together, black and white, and stop this, they're going to continue to keep killing us. Now, they have a meeting. They pull everybody together. The sheriff was asked whether the deputies were wearing body cameras. He says, well, I don't know if the body cameras were recording the incident. This has been over a week. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. And as they pointed out, look, I pay taxes for these body cameras. They're for our protection and for the deputies' protection if they're not doing the wrong thing. This is absolutely insane. But we see this everywhere, from rural Idaho to New York City, the center of the city. This is because it is a federal agenda, the way they are training the police to interact with the public, and this is what we really have to be concerned about. Now, in this particular case, I think things are going to happen out there, because unlike the city where people are polarized and think it's because of who they are or don't care because it's not their group. So if you tell people this is all about the police going after black people, you know what? There's a lot of people who are going to look at this, quite frankly, and say, well, I'm not black, so I don't care. You're not going to get this situation solved if you make it about race. And, of course, George Soros and the people who are pushing Black Lives Matter, as well as the government police organizations, don't want the problem solved. So they would love for you to think that this is simply about race. They don't want people to come together and address these fundamental concerns. Absolutely outrageous situation. And I think something's going to change out there, though. They're going to have, it's a small city, small town, Council, Idaho. But you know what? Gary Spence is coming. Gary Spence, the lawyer who has never lost a criminal trial. Gary Spence, who defended Randy Weaver. He's going to be there. He also was involved in the Karen Silkwood case. He's had a lot of high-profile cases. And you know what? He doesn't like it when the government does this kind of thing. He's there for the poor, for the people who are being treated as slaves by our corporate government. And he's going to make these people pay if he gets involved. I can tell you that. Let's take a look at what's going on with the TPP. We have this clip from the debate that, guys, pull that clip up that we have where they're going back and forth talking about the TPP on the debate. And, of course, it was reported by many news outlets that Rand Paul got the best of Donald Trump on this because he pointed out, as Donald Trump was discussing the trade situation with the TPP and with China, he pointed out, well, you know, the TPP doesn't include China. But I think that Rand Paul avoided talking about the issue, quite frankly. I think it's very important to talk about the real issue that's going on. And, of course, the real issue is China. TPP is being offered to us as a solution to China. And that's what I said when with our live coverage of the debate. I thought it was a brilliant strategy by the Trump campaign to put out on the day of the debate his U.S.-China trade reform bill, because that is the core problem right there. And he went down the various aspects of the China price, as people talk about, the violation of property rights, of intellectual property rights, stealing people's designs and patents and copyrights, their movies, their car plans, making that a precondition to doing business in the country to turn that information over to a Chinese-controlled company. And, of course, there's been recent articles about how that affects the military and industrial complex here, having to turn over their secrets to the Chinese, to companies that were run by former Chinese military. So Donald Trump identified the problem. I'm not really sure what he's going to do about it. You know, he says he's a great negotiator, so he's going to take care of it. But at least he understands what the problem is, just like with immigration. He understands what the problem is. I don't think a wall is a solution. I think we've got to stop drawing people in with the free goodies. As long as there's a giant vacuum sucking people in, promising them free goodies, we're not going to be able to stop them with a wall. But at least he understands what the problem is, and he's willing to talk about that. So they were going back and forth. They asked about the TPP, and this is Trump's answer. He says the TPP is a horrible idea. It's a deal that's going to lead to nothing but trouble. It's a deal that was designed for China to come in, as they always do, through the back door. And that's precisely what Senator Sessions has said. He said, yeah, China's not a part of this deal right now, but you understand that this deal was written in secret. It's going to be presented on a very short time frame. The Congress is not going to have any time to make any amendments to it. It'll be a straight up and down vote. And once it is in, it will be changed on a continuing basis by an international committee that is not accountable to anyone in America. No one who is elected. They're not going to be accountable to any government. They will be able to change all the terms of the agreement at will. So it really doesn't even matter what's in these 6,000 pages, because they could change it all the very next day, the very next day. And they could add whatever country they want to the very next day. So when you talk about the fact that, you know, I think Donald Trump gets it. He says this is designed for China to come in, as they always do, through the back door, to take advantage of everyone. He says it's 5,600 pages long, so complex that nobody's read it. It's like Obamacare. Nobody ever read it. They passed it. Nobody read it. Now look at the mess we have. Exactly. Except this is going to be even worse. Because this is a deal that, once it is finished, is going to be changed at will by a transnational committee. That's why Senator Sessions says, when he read this, he says, you are creating an economic and political union just like the European Union. And you have absolutely no representation in this committee that is going to be making the rules. That's what they're setting up. They're setting up global governance with that, with the climate treaties, as they tear down our national borders with open immigration. And so the New American points out that Trump was correct about the TPP in China. And even though Rand Paul came in and said, hey, Gerard, you know, we might want to point out that China is not part of this deal. Everybody laughed. The New York Times said that Trump was the butt of a joke, but that's not really true. I think he had the core issue there all along. Also, some other news in terms of the Federal Reserve. We were talking about money earlier and the fact that the Apple CEO says, tells college kids, your kids will not even know what cash is. Well, they don't really understand what money is now. The college students that are there, the adults that live in our society, don't really understand what money is. In November, Senator Paul introduced a Bring Accountability Now to the Fed Act, one provision of which would forbid the Fed or any of its officials from lobbying. You understand that while they're trying to audit the Fed, while they're trying to get information about what they do, how they do it, I mean, we know what they do. We know that they're manipulating interest rates. We know that they're deciding whether they want to increase the money supply or decrease the money supply. I mean, that gives them incredible leverage over the economy. So we know what they're doing, but we would like to get on the inside. We'd like to see what the emails, for example, that they're doing. Let's take a look at their salaries. Let's look at what this organization is a bit more closely and expose it to the American people. But, of course, the Fed doesn't want to see that happening, so they have hired lobbyists. So Rand Paul has pushed back and saying, well, here's a bill that would stop the Fed from doing lobbying. He says, the Federal Reserve, as an entity of the government and operating under authority granted by Congress, should not use its funds to lobby the members of Congress. Well, you know what? It's not an entity of the government. That's the thing that concerns me, and Rand Paul should know that. There's nothing that is federal about the Federal Reserve. It's no more federal than Federal Express. They have been given a monopoly. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
We don't need no education. We don't need no control.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Joining us in the next hour will be our InfoWars crew. Joe Biggs, Shikari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo. We'll be talking about Joe Biggs' report here at the University of Texas, where he interviewed and covered the students who were demanding free public college. They don't like the fact that it is expensive, that they're getting loaded with debt, essentially becoming indentured servants for the rest of their lives, because most of the degrees that kids get in college nowadays really don't increase their earning potential. You want to get a degree in law or medicine or engineering or something, yeah, that'll help you. But you want to get a degree in political science? Nah, not so much. You're just going to have a big debt that you can't get rid of, even if you declare bankruptcy. But the government wants you to get into debt with that. They have created this problem by subsidizing colleges. And, of course, they will offer you the carrot of getting rid of your debt if you will do community service for them, or maybe work for the government, become a teacher, or do something else. So that's the way that they are putting this out. There's a lot of different flavors of this. Marco Rubio wants to make this happen for people. Other socialists besides Rubio, people like Bernie Sanders want to do it as well. Hillary Clinton as well. So we're going to play that report. We're going to talk to the reporters. We're also going to talk about questions about what constitutes real news. When we come back, we'll have the reporters here in the studio with me. I was just talking about the Federal Reserve and about Rand Paul's act to prohibit the Fed from lobbying, any of its officials from lobbying. And I think that's very important, because we have to understand that the Fed is trying to do this, is really stepping up the efforts to try to stop anyone from auditing them, trying to stop anyone from looking at what they're really doing. And of course, we've seen what they really do. In 100 years, they have reduced the value of our money to where it takes a dollar to buy what a penny would have bought 100 years ago. And that kind of inflation is devastating to savers. It's devastating to the economy. They are trashing our money. And the only reason we haven't had the kind of hyperinflation that you see in socialist countries like Venezuela is because of the petrodollar, because we strong-armed people into making us a world reserve currency. Those days are coming to a close. And so Rand Paul says the Federal Reserve, as an entity of the government and operating under authority granted by Congress, should not use its funds to lobby members of Congress or to influence Congress's efforts to create a more transparent, fundamentally sound monetary policy. Well, you make a more fundamentally sound monetary policy by getting rid of the Fed. Auditing the Fed is one step in doing that, but you got to get rid of the Fed. And Rand should know that the Fed can lobby because the Fed is private. It is not an entity of the government, as he said. And I'm very surprised to see him say that. They can hire lobbyists because they're a private organization. Let's play what Janet Yellen said about negative interest rates, and she's questioned by Congressman Tom Emmer.
Go a different route. I don't think anybody has asked you about this morning. Will the Federal Open Market Committee ever rule out going to negative interest rates?
Rule out is something we tend not to do. I don't at the moment see a need for negative interest rates. The committee is seeing a domestic economy that's been proceeding on a steady path of improvement. Our focus has been on the possibility that it will be appropriate to begin to raise
interest. Drudge featured her picture at the top of the Drudge Report with a caption underneath it, Clueless. And what he was linking to in the article was Janet Yellen saying that, well, yeah, I think we really need to go back and study the unique things that have been done since 2008 and determine whether or not they worked. Really? Really? You know, Ben Carson was asked whether or not he would keep Janet Yellen. I mean, we should ask whether or not he's going to keep the Fed. But, of course, he doesn't have a problem with the Fed at all. And he doesn't have a problem with Janet Yellen because the two of them have connections going back to Yale. See, Ben Carson is an insider pretending to be an outsider. Stay with us. We'll be right back with some news.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.